This is about Joel and the prophet of revival. Joel's personal history is stated in one verse, verse 1, quote, "This is the word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel," end quote. That's it. That's all we know about Joel. We do not know with any certainty in what period of time his prophecy was active. Most conservative scholars and commentators would place him early, perhaps the first of the writing prophets to be transmitted through the Jewish scriptures. The name Joel in Hebrew means Jehovah is my God. He was in Jerusalem, possibly in the 9th century BC. If so, he would have known both Elijah and Elisha. He is quoted in both the books of Hosea and Isaiah. What is certain is that he was God's witness to a truly devastating plague of locusts. Joel, along with the other writing prophets, identifies and describes the evil that they saw and experienced as just that, evil. No attempt was made to mitigate or explain away these tragedies. Quite to the contrary, they would magnify them. These events were unmitigated disasters that had occurred for a reason. This locust invasion, the extraordinarily severe drought of Isaiah's day, the bubonic plague of the Middle Ages, the horrendous earthquake and tsunami of Lisbon in the 1700s, the Spanish flu epidemic in the early 1920s that killed millions around the world, the tsunami of Indonesia that took 220,000 lives, COVID, the increasing severity of disasters of nature, all challenge the Christian's approach to suffering. And how can a good God allow such calamity? In Judah, an appalling famine caused by this terrible plague of locusts, followed by a prolonged drought, had devastated the land. People and animals were dying from the lack of food and water. Joel handles this locust disaster by giving, quite properly, God full responsibility due to the sins of his people. Joel knew that repentance was the only answer, and that a revival must follow genuine repentance. A rent heart is followed by a rent veil in heaven. Joel's task was to bring God's people to the place of repentance. Chapter 1 is given to the expression of lament for the sufferings generated by the invasion. Using the judgment of the plague, he called his people of Judah to repent. He wanted to spare them further and greater judgments at the hands of enemy armies. The locust plague was just the opening effort of God to get the attention of his people, to honor their covenant. They must mourn with deep repentance if they are to escape further judgment. Repentance is a change so complete that the direction of one's life is changed substantially. The kind of change Joel was preaching is described in Hosea 14:1, quote, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled by your iniquity. Bring your confession and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all of our iniquity and receive graciously. We that may present the fruit of our lips," end quote. There are three essential parts to real repentance. Confession of specific sins. If confession is not specific, there is no commitment to repent. Contrition, which must not be confused with shame or simple regret. Psalms 51:17, quote, "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise," end quote. The final element is conversion, which Joel refers to as return. Verse 12, quote, "Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning," end quote. Two questions. What is your opinion of the spiritual state of the church today? How can you address your opinion? Joel assumes the people that God will provide both physical relief and spiritual blessings. No better promise could be made than the promise of the Holy Spirit coming to inhabit the people of God with the promise of Pentecost. The day of the Lord is spoken of five times and refers to a day that God exercises judgment of the people on earth. Quote, "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision, and the stars will no longer shine. The Lord will roar from Zion and raise his voice from Jerusalem. Heaven and earth will tremble. But the Lord will be a refuge for his people, a stronghold for the people of Israel." End quote. The book of Joel ends with a promise that Jerusalem will someday be delivered and God's blessings will be showered upon his people. The blessings include God himself living among the people, showing them love and care. With the destruction of the wicked in all nations, God's kingdom will prevail. I submit that Joel's conclusion shows that Israel, that those who remain unrepentant will face God's wrath, while those who repent and seek the Lord will experience his blessings and have a glorious future in the eternity. May the blessings of God's presence be with you today and always. Good day.